This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well, fall is on the way. The kids are going back to school, if not already back. Maybe you're going back to the office. I don't know what it is, but I do know this. I want to give you back some time. I want to save you some money, and I want to fill your belly with some great meals. I'll have more in just a minute, but right now I want you to go to HelloFresh.com/DailyBoost14. Use that code, DailyBoost14, for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. I was just thinking, some people say trust the process if you want to just get to work and get what you want. But sometimes it's not even trust. You don't have that trust because you don't really know where you're going, right? So what's the key? It's just do the process until you get what you want. But sometimes that takes the right mindset and realizing it's simpler than you think. And sometimes in our life, we try to overcomplicate. So we'll talk about that today, about what's the most important thing in life. It's less than you think. That's today's show. It is The Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Since 2006, 50 million downloads, people all over the world, tens of thousands every time I put out a show. And what they are doing is recognizing they have dreams, ambitions, desires, some ambitions maybe that have just haven't been realized yet. And sometimes you get a little frustrated, and that's okay. Happens to everybody, good, bad, it just happens. So that's what we're here for. Essentially, you know that every single day somebody, it's me, along with tens of thousands of other are getting out of bed to go after it. Man, if it's your first day, welcome. It's hard to believe after 15 years, so many folks are here for the first day. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Yes, sometimes I'll talk too fast. I get excited. Sometimes I will slur my words. I get excited. Sometimes I say things and you go, what did he say that for? And I say, I don't know what I said it, but it came out. And I don't edit. I always go forward. Not for everybody. I might not be for you. But if you listen between the lines and you pay attention, I bet you I'm going to get inside of you. And things are going to get awfully good for you awfully fast. All you have to do is give it a try. So we have a sponsor today because we are distributed all over the world. And when that happens, we get everybody downloading our megabits, gigabits. It's expensive. So we have to have sponsors. HelloFresh is our sponsor today. Every week, my wife plans meals. She loves to cook. She hates planning. Gets old. She loves HelloFresh as much as her brand new, really, really big kitchen. Now, I've been a customer. She's been a customer. We've been a customer for 5 years. We took the summer off as we traveled around in our motorhome. And now we're settled again, and we're back to those HelloFresh pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to our door. It just frankly makes life easy. Now, if I had to give you two more reasons beyond that why you should try it, have you been to the grocery store lately? Have you seen the prices on the shelves? It's insane. HelloFresh is 30% cheaper than those crazy prices at the grocery store. I just wish they sold wine. Have you seen those prices? It's crazy. And HelloFresh is flexible. You can customize your order with extra protein, sides, additional servings if you have guests maybe. Change your delivery days, your food preferences. You skip a week. We skip the summer. It's up to you. Now, you may have heard me talk about Green Chef in full disclosure. That's because Green Chef is owned by HelloFresh. So they sponsor the show, and I'm a customer of both. More choices for me and for you. Let me tell you a story. I love the variety we get from HelloFresh. My wife, though, has a new response when I ask her, what's for dinner? She says, it's a, oh, I like that one. That's what she calls our favorite HelloFresh meals because that's what I say when I realize we're happy. But, oh, I like that one. I want you to have an, oh, I like that one too, okay? Go to HelloFresh.com/DailyBoost14. Use the promo code DailyBoost14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. I'll say it again. That's HelloFresh.com/DailyBoost14. The promo code DailyBoost14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit for good reason. Thank you, HelloFresh, for making sure we are available to everybody around the world on a Monday. I appreciate you. Before I continue with this show that's going to be awesome, have you done your homework? Now, this is important. Some folks say, well, they'll poo-poo me, they'll blow right past this. I got to tell you, those folks that go right past this, there's two types of them. You've either done your homework and you don't need to listen to me, or you're ignoring me. If you're ignoring me, why listen to the show? It's not going to work anyway. I'm just going to say it. Do your homework. When this show's done, I want you to sit down and just ask yourself two questions. How's my life going? And the answer should be, do I like it or do I don't like it? If you like it, great. How do I keep it? If you don't like it, great. How do I adjust it? That's it. If you do that and take 2 or 3 minutes to write it down, you'll begin to change everything. That's my promise to you. There's no possible way that you can't change your life and get exactly what you want if you'll slow down, take a breath, and realize you are in control, but you got to pay attention to what's going on every single day. So do your homework. So the simple things in life, what matters most, huh? That's funny. I mentioned we're camping this weekend, big campground. I think there's 6 couples here we're camping together with. And my friend, he organized the trip, and he's got a really big 43-foot fifth wheel luxury it's a camper, and like a $100,000 Ford F-350 to tow this thing with. It's crazy stuff. And I was talking about it, and I said, man, how long does it take to set that thing up? He says, well, when I get here and set up the party, it's about 3 hours to set it up and about 2 hours to tear it down at the end of the weekend. I said, wow, that's a lot. He goes, how about for you? I've got a Class C Winnebago Cambria. It's a luxury motorhome, but it's smaller. I said, about 15 minutes, I'm done. I used to have the big stuff. I gave it up. He just looked at me and said, maybe someday, maybe someday. Simple. What matters most in life? Is it the big party? Is it to be able to host, to have a good time, to bring people over? Sometimes it is, but it is complicated. But it's not really what's the most important thing in life, is it? You may have noticed that very few things in life that come your way require absolute attention. Have you noticed that? And most of it's self-inflicted. You just do it yourself. Occasionally, yes, you'll get served with a few things, good and bad, that that maybe you think you can't handle, but you always manage it, don't you? Sometimes, maybe you worry a little bit too much about things you have going on in your life, maybe just a little bit too much. No matter how detailed you cook up that plan, though, of how bad it's going to be, oh my God, I'm worried. You get mad at people. I hear some yelling and screaming around the campground this weekend. You always get through it, don't you? Does somebody look at you the wrong way? Somebody looked at me the other day the wrong way. And I look back, probably the wrong way. You know, when somebody looks at you the wrong way and you don't expect it to be coming, and you look back and you realize instantly, well, I'm looking at that guy the wrong way too. I wonder what he thinks about me looking at him the wrong way when I thought, it happens. Or worse, somebody says something that hurts your feelings. You shouldn't let that happen. Nobody has control over you like that, do they? But it happens. Somebody says them, what they mean by that. Or maybe worse, you're walking down the hall, you overhear something. Oh, no. Might freak you out a little bit. But you know one thing I know? Because I kind of know you. I know that you always get yourself back on track. I always know that. You know that too, right? Think about it for just a second. No matter where you are right now, you may be in just a great place, right? Or maybe you're not. Maybe something's freaking you out. Maybe somebody looked at you or somebody said something bad. Or maybe it's bigger than that. It could be huge. The thing that I don't know in talking to you right now is exactly where you are in your life. And I guarantee you would surprise me if we got on the phone. I would not, because you'd put on a stoic face. You'd put on a smile. You'd talk to me. It might take a while before I understand what was really going on. We do that to ourselves all day, every day, don't we? We just put a little mask on. Out there in this complicated world that we're overcomplicating, 100% self-inflicted. But you always get back on track no matter what happens. And even today, if you're feeling like you're off track, you know you're probably listening to the show to see if you can get back on track. I'm telling you, you can, and you can do it right this second if you want to. I'll let you wait to the end of the program if that's easier for you. But you can do it right now if you just decide, just make a decision just to be happy, because you have to recognize a couple of things. Today, nearly every day of your life as well, virtually everything that crosses your path will have no long-term impact on your life. We had a chat with some folks yesterday. One of the gentlemen was, I didn't know him. He's older than I am, getting ready to retire. And he said to me, you know, the older I get, the more I like my dog than people. I've heard that before, but I kind of smiled. But I see that. See, the older you get, what ends up happening, you still look around you, all these things, like my friend's fifth wheel that he's so big. He said, you know, a couple years down the road, I'm definitely going to downsize. This is way too much hassle. I'm thinking, okay. But it's all self-inflicted. And ultimately, when you reduce it down to the simplicity, when you take a sophisticated approach to life and you get down to simple things and realize that nothing has a long-term impact on your life. And when you factor in that we don't really know how long we're going to live anyway, none of us know when we get that calling. It doesn't really matter. But that's hard to absorb for us, isn't it? Because humans like to grow and go and just create and just be, and your ego gets all blown up and everything else. You just go do it. It's really hard to do that. But it simply doesn't matter. John Maxwell, I think, said it best. You cannot overestimate the unimportance of practically everything. Did you hear that? You cannot overestimate the unimportance of practically everything that you run into in your life. In most cases, almost any reaction you have to the actions of others never amounts to anything. It's as limited time drama. That's it. To lose the drama. Go back to the simple. I like simple. Simple works. That's the most important thing in life. All this other stuff buzzing around us, the media and social media driven agendas, that's nothing. Stop reacting to it like it's important. Why not stop carrying that worry that often comes as part of the package? Huh? Why not keep your eye on the prize of your happy life instead of worrying about everything else is going on? Why not simplify? After all, that's really all that matters in this world that we live in right now. And you may not believe me, and that's okay if you don't. You'll figure it out eventually. You will. You can keep chasing that prize until one day you realize that you are the prize. Hey, if you think my real-world results-oriented, somewhat offbeat, occasionally crossing the line style kind of speaks to you, I know sometimes it's a little rough around the edges, but we get there, don't we? You should become a premium member. Get the coaching version of this show. This show is separate from the coaching. Coaching version does not have commercials, doesn't have a lot of small talk. We get down to the coaching thing. It's an awesome show. If you want that, it's there for you. Just go to motivationtomove.com. Get it. If I'm not your Huckleberry, as they say in that movie, Doc Hollywood. No, that's not that one. Tombstone. I'll see you next Monday. You have a great week.